God some quick praise. Give him some quick praise. It's so be it, so be it, so be it, so be it, so be it. Listen to this. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord for just a few moments. I just want to talk about the 91st Psalm, and I'm reading this in the King James Version. I hope you feel better. I really do feel some of your struggle, and I really realize that this is the place that we have to pour in the oil. We come to church today, and in the day we live in, and people like to dress up and like to look good and like to appear that everything is okay. But the truth be known, once you get out into the parking lot in your car, you got to go back into hell sometimes. There, even in the sanctuary, while you're listening to the voice of the Lord, text messages coming in that are disturbing your peace, or your reminders are popping up, or the devil keeps reminding you of how things really are back at your house or on your job or in your family or in your classroom. It seems to be then that the church is a hospital for sick people, but it seems like we're sending a lot of sick people home. We have to get back to the day by prayer and by strategy and by declaration of the word of God, that when people come into the house of God, they must leave feeling better than how they came. It's time out for letting people come in sick and leave sick, come in broke and leave broke, come in disgusted and leaving disgusted. We ought to at least be glad when we leave the house of God because we have encountered God. And one of the ways that we encounter God is in his word. And so the 91st Psalm, I want to share just for a little bit in the King James Version. If you have it, pick it up on your smart device, because you might need this week. You look at your neighbor and say, you might need this week. I urge you, when you're going through trouble, just pull out a psalm. Just pull out a psalm, and that's all you got to do is start reading it. So listen to this as the psalmist writes, 91st Psalm, King James Version. He that dwelleth in the secret place. Whenever God starts speaking to you, then you can just get happy right there. I'm already happy. I don't know about you. He, and talking about me, that dwelleth. Look at your neighbor and say, where you been hanging out? Let me say, He that dwelleth, not at NJ's and not at the Lincoln Lounge and not at, I'm sorry, and you know, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Before I pass on to the next verse, I want you to notice something here in verse 1. The psalmist gives us four of the redemptive names of God. He first of all deals with El Elyon, and he calls him the Most High. And then he deals with El Shaddai, the Almighty. Then he deals with Yahweh, the Lord. And finally, he deals with, in verse 2, Elohim, my God. And you see, lets us know that God is so special that I can't capsulize him with one name. He needs multi names for me to capture the essence of his presence. So he that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2, I will say, look at your neighbor and say, sometimes you got to open your mouth. I said, you can't just sit back and be quiet all the time. Sometimes you got to say, I am rich even though I feel broke. I am healed even though I feel sick. There's sometimes you got to speak things out of your mouth, and then God will change it in your life. Look at your neighbor and say, watch what you say. Watch what you say. Sometimes we're killing ourselves with the words that are coming out of our mouth. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee. I'm talking to you right now. Surely, after all God has brought you through, he is going to deliver you. Surely, after all God has strengthened you through, and surely after all the resume he's built in your life, and surely after every miracle he's performed, surely after you're letting you be born and not letting a stray bullet kill you, surely after all he's brought you through, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler.
Mm-hmm. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. This is where I get excited. You might see destruction all around you, but verse 7 says, 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand. Even if 10,000 people fail, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold the reward of the wicked. The devil will be all around you looking. Look at people falling like flies. Yes, they've fallen, but it won't be me. I'm not being arrogant. I'm being confident. Of this one thing I do know, that even if people fall all around me, I shall not be moved. Even if preachers fall all around me, I shall not be moved. Even if people on your job start falling all around you, I shall not be moved. You got to speak this thing into the atmosphere. You got to get rid of the fear in your life. I shall not fear, that the spirit of fear comes with torment. And God did not give me the spirit of fear. I'm turning my lights off at night. I'm not worried about the house settling. I'm not worried about tomorrow, because I know who holds the future, and I'm going to see it, but it ain't coming to me. I'll see it, but it's, oh, y'all not listening to me. I'll see it, but it's not going to come to my address. Verse 9, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. I like this verse 10. There, look at your neighbor, say there, there. There is talking about a specific place. There shall no evil befall thee. Let me pause this for just a minute. I don't want to mess up. You see, maybe the reason too many evil things are happening to us is we ain't hanging out at the right place. The Lord said, if you can get under the shadow of the Almighty, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. They shall listen, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. These are things that you are normally afraid of, but the Lord said, if you would get to the secret place, I'll let you have mastery over things that formerly caused you to be fearful. I'll let you walk on stuff that you were afraid to even deal with in your former life. I want to take you to a place that you begin to speak to spirits when you used to run from spirits. You will walk on the devil when you used to listen to the devil. Thou shalt tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon. Anybody got some dragons in your life? The dragon shalt thou trample under your feet. I know you're supposed to be sitting down, but maybe somebody just needs to stand up and start trampling. I'm tired of this spirit that's been hovering over my life too long. I'm tired of this sickness that has been hovering over my body over the last few weeks. I'm tired of the family problems that been in my house, and I just can't get rid of it. So in my mind, I'm putting them under my feet. I'm treading on stuff. That's why I got to give God a praise every now and then. There are two things going on when I praise. Number one, I'm lifting up Jesus, but at the same time, I'm walking on the devil. And if I could learn to keep on lifting up Jesus and keep on walking on the devil, I got a feeling everything is going to be all right. Sometimes you just got to keep walking it out while God is working it out. Y'all ain't listening to me. The devil wants to stop your forward momentum, but the devil is a liar. If I got to stay in place and do a step, I might not be able to move forward, but I'm going to keep stepping. You're not listening to me. I might be unemployed, but I am going to keep on stepping. I might be sick in my body, but I am going to keep on stepping. Because as long as I keep on stepping, God is going to work it out.
Find somebody and say, God is going to work it out. If you really believed God is going to work it out, you would be stepping right now. I'm marching.